pass over you.
Joel, for your faithfulness. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. So you must have the blood on display. Amen. When they were applying the blood, there was one important thing they had to keep in mind. They didn't have to be all of them in one house. Amen. There were everyone in his house, but the most important thing was the blood on the door. Amen. You may not be able to come to church. You may not be able to be part of this group. But what is important, the angel was not looking at the address of your house. The angel was looking at the blood on the door. Amen. So wherever you are, even if you are in Philippines. You are from the Philippines, brother. God bless you. Even if one day you go there, but the blood must be on display all the time. That's the token. That's the only evidence that Brother Branham says that's your credentials. Amen. So let's keep that in mind while we are approaching this day. Let's come up on the base of the blood of Jesus Christ that we have applied on our hearts, and God will accept us. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning for the sunshine. We thank you this morning for the resurrected Son of God, O Lord. Because of his resurrection, our religion is different from other religions, O Lord. We worship the one who was dead and who overcame death, O Lord. And who promised us that after this body is dead, he will take it out of the grave once again to live forever like he did, O Lord. That's why we commit this day into your hand. Take us through this service in the morning and the afternoon service, O Lord. Let your hand, let your presence be in our midst and speak to our hearts, O Lord. Grant us according to our needs, O Heavenly Father. We have come as expecting people, O Lord. We have many requests in our hearts, but before even we speak, you know what we need, and you have provided. Now take control of this Sunday school lesson. Bless your people, the children, the youth upstairs there, and let you guide and lead us through this service in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We commit our brother David Scott, who can't make it today, O Lord. Amen. Be with him. Heal him, Heavenly Father. Touch his body, O Lord, and restore him completely. Amen. Let your helping hand be with us in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's open our Bibles. We are going to start a small topic. Small, let's call it like that. We are going to talk about the Son of Man, amen, for the next few, I don't know how many God will allow us, but we are going to try to speak about that topic of Son of Man, which is not a really small topic in this age we are living in. It's a very, very big promise that God has fulfilled in this age, but we are just going maybe just to scratch the surface to get to understand what exactly is the Son of Man and what is the promise fulfilled this day about regarding the Son of Man in this age. Amen. So let's read Matthew 24, 27 to 30, and then we're going to read Romans 1, 1 to 4. Today we are just going to introduce, and we'll see how the Lord will lead us. Matthew 24, from 27 to 30. For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribe of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Romans 1, 1 to 4. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God, with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So today we are just going to introduce, as I said, we are going to see this concept, this idea of Son of Man. What does it mean exactly? Because as we read in Matthew 24 and many other scriptures, when Jesus was speaking, was talking about this, our day, when he was talking about his second coming, he was talking about the coming of the Son of Man. Amen. In this day we are living, he was predicting his coming, and he was always referring to his coming as the Son of Man. We want to see today the difference between Son of Man, Son of God, and Son of David. Amen. Because in the Bible, we see Jesus was referred to using these three titles of Son. Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David. And what does it mean exactly? Why that difference? The prophet comes today and shows us all these three titles of Son as their particular specific meanings. And they apply on a specific context. And we shouldn't mix them up. Because especially today, we have the promise of the coming of the Son of Man. We must understand and differentiate these concepts, these three titles of Son, and how it applies. Because if you don't get to make that, to catch that difference, he's coming today as the Son of Man. You may be waiting for him as the Son of David, which is completely dislocating the scriptures. Amen. You may be waiting for him as the Son of God. So we are going to see the difference between these three concepts. The prophet says in the sermon, God's provided place of worship, 1965. Jesus said in St. Mark, he said, in that day the Son of Man will be revealed. Now remember, not Son of God. He came in three names of Son. Son of Man, Son of God, and Son of David. Now the prophet goes to describe what it means. When he was on earth, he came as Son of Man. He was a prophet. Amen. Son of Man is a prophet. Jehovah himself called the prophet Jeremiah and them, Son of Man, what seest thou? Jesus came because he had to come according to the scriptures. A Son of Man, as Moses said. Amen. So the prophet shows us that in the first coming, he was referring himself to himself as the Son of Man, because he had to be a prophet. He was, in his first coming, he came as a prophet. As the prophet said, as Moses said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. So his first coming, he came, of course, he was the Son of God. But the ministry he was fulfilling, he was accomplishing in his first coming, it was according to a promise that God gave unto Moses. That's why when he came, when he met Philip, I think it's in John 1:45. You see, when Jesus starts his ministry, the Jews were in expectation. They were waiting. They knew what to expect in that day. They were waiting for a promise. They were waiting Jesus to come according to certain promises that the Lord has promised in the Old Testament. They were not expecting him to come as an imagination, as their own representation. The disciples that they find at first, when they were expecting the Messiah to come, they had some scriptures they based their hope on. That's why when Jesus meets Philip, he calls him And Philip discerned, he understand that this is the Messiah that we were expecting. Amen. He doesn't go and tell his brother Nathaniel that come we found someone there, but he gave him some specific thing based on their faith. Him and Nathaniel, they were expecting the Messiah to come according to a certain promise. And when he go to speak to Nathaniel, he just went specifically to mention that promise. He told him, John 1:45, Philip finds Nathaniel and says unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophet did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of David. You see, based on this report, Philip and Nathaniel, they were waiting the Messiah according to a scripture. What Moses said, they knew when the Messiah will come, it will be the fulfillment of what Moses said. And what did Moses say? What is the scripture to which Philip is referring to when he's speaking to Nathaniel? It's Deuteronomy 18:18. Let's read it. 17 to 18. And the Lord said to me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brothers, like to you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. This is the scripture Philip was referring to when he found Jesus and went to testify to his brother Nathaniel. He was referring to the scripture. That was the foundation on which they based their faith. They were expecting the Messiah to come, and that Messiah must be a prophet. Amen. In the first coming, of course, he was the Son of God. Of course, he was everything, because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But in that specific ministry, in that specific manifestation of his ministry, he came to be a prophet. That's why he was called the Son of Man. Amen? Are we together? Now, the prophet says, in proving his word, 65, now he had to come as Son of Man. Because he was a prophet, Jehovah himself. No, he was a prophet. Jehovah himself called the prophet Son of Man. And listen, and Jesus never referred to himself as Son of God. Amen? He referred to himself always as Son of Man. That's why I want to emphasize. Of course, he was the Son of God. Of course, he was the Son of David. But in that particular slot of time, the ministry he came to fulfill was the ministry of a prophet. He came to fulfill the ministry of the Son of Man. That's why the prophet says he never ever referred to himself as the Son of God. Anytime he wanted to speak about himself, he will refer to himself as the Son of Man, because he knows how the scriptures applies. Amen. He knows how he will be, when he will exert, when he will apply that function, that ministry of the Son of God, when he will be manifested as Son of David. But now he is a Son of Man. Amen. A prophet. Amen. Because the prophet said, because the scriptures cannot be broken. He came to fulfill the scripture, and the scripture must be kept. Now, let's talk about the Son of God. We are just going to introduce today, and then in the coming sessions, we'll see how the Lord will lead us. In the sermon, the Feast of the Trumpets. Now, he has been revealed through the church ages. Now, watch. Through the church ages as Son of God. God being a spirit, the Holy Spirit. He revealed himself in the church ages as the Holy Spirit among his people. Amen. The prophet says, from the time he left, said, I will go and I will send you another comforter. From the time the Holy Spirit came and throughout the church ages, that's when he is referring to himself as the Son of God. In that dispensation, he is the Holy Spirit. And God is Spirit. Amen. That's why the prophet said he is the Son of God, because God is Spirit. A Son of God is not flesh. A Son of God, he is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit among his people. That's when he is manifested as the Son of God in the church ages. He says again, he came in three names. In the sermon, this day the scriptures is fulfilled. He came as the Son of Man, which was a prophet. We know that. And that's what he did. He proved his ministry by being a prophet. We all know that. Every one of us know it. He never said he was the Son of God. He said he was the Son of Man. Now, today, the prophet referring to the church ages, he is the Son of God, which he returned back. And now he is in the form of the Holy Ghost, the unseen person, but yet God, the Son of God. Amen. So we see, we can make now the clear difference, the Son of Man and the Son of God. Because keep in mind where we are going. We are going to the promise he has made today that he will be revealed. He will come as the Son of Man. Amen. When he's talking about his second coming, when he's talking about this our day, he's referring to himself as the Son of Man. That's why you need to understand the difference. We need to make that difference. Why is he calling himself Son of Man? Why is he called Son of God? And the prophet said, during the church ages, as the Holy Spirit, he is the Son of God. He is manifesting his ministry as the Son of God. Now, the third title of Son. This day the scripture is fulfilled, 65. See, we are going to say it again. He came in three names. He came as a Son of Man, which was a prophet. Okay, that's what I've just read. He is the Son of God, which he returned back, and now he is in the form of the Holy Ghost, the unseen person, but yet God, the Son of God. Now he says, in the millennium, he sits upon his father's throne, which will be Son of David. Amen. In the millennium, he will sit now upon his father's throne. And in the millennium, he will manifest that ministry, that title of Son of David. God bless you, Brother Daniel. Welcome. He revealed himself first as Son of Man, a prophet, this age through the church ages as Son of God, and in the other age as Son of David. Three sons. Amen. Sister Snat, can you give me that slide? You have it? It's on the PC. The PowerPoint. Son of Man in his first coming, through the church ages, Son of God, and in the coming age, in the millennium, yes, he will be the Son of David. I've just put an illustration there to show how the prophet makes it to be. So we see in his first coming there, He came as the Son of Man, a prophet. Amen. And during the church ages, he is the Son of God, the Holy Spirit. And in the millennium, he will be the Son of David. Amen? Is it clear enough? Now, between here and there, that's where he is talking about him coming as the Son of Man. Amen? Now the prophet says, does God change his mind? 65. Now Jesus came in three names. Son of Man, which is a prophet, Son of God, and went through the church ages, and then Son of David. But in between the Son of God and Son of David, according to his own word, and according to Malachi 4 and many scriptures, he is to return back into his church to be the Son of Man again. Amen? Amen. After the Holy Spirit came, he was the Son of God. God is Spirit. Let me see. Between the Son of God and the Son of David, in the Laodicea church age, he would be revealed again as Son of Man, the prophet. Amen? Amen. There we go. So we saw that in his first coming, he came as the Son of Man. In the church ages, he's the Son of God. In the millennium, he'll be the Son of David. But the prophet says, in between, his revelation as the Son of God and the Son of David, he'll be revealed again as the Son of Man. Amen? Is it clear enough? We need to understand that because we are living in the time where he will be revealed again as the Son of Man. So if you don't get this picture correctly, that's why he says, when the Son of Man will come, shall he find faith on earth? Because he is coming as the Son of Man. He is not coming as Son of God or as Son of David. That's why we get so many people confused today. Many people are believing that we are in the millennium today. Amen? There's many people, there's some, beliefs going there in the message today that we are in the millennium. They are just misplacing the scriptures, putting him here while we are living in this time, in the lapse of time, when he will be revealed. He's being revealed as the Son of Man, a prophet. In this age, in our age, the manifestation of Christ, the promise of Christ to his bride, is to be revealed as the Son of Man. Amen. Amen. So we are going to stop there today. I think let God help us understand this principle. And then we'll go deep now to see what was the manifestation of the Son of Man today. He came as the Son of Man, but what do we have to expect? How was he manifested as the Son of Man today? Amen? Because if we don't get these principles placed correctly, as the prophet said, your puzzle will look like a cow eating grass on top of a tree. Amen? But we need to place it. This introduction was necessary. And let God lead us in the coming sessions to go deep in these things. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, bless now the remainder of this service, O Lord. Bless your people. Bless the preaching of the word, the song worship. Bless the musicians. Bless everyone who will be involved in the worship service, O Lord. We commit everything into your hand. Those who couldn't make it today, anywhere they are, for any reason, O Lord, visit them. Those who are sick, O Lord, heal them. Bless us in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.